welcome to another audio edition of Crunch Time, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect accompaniment to the sociable side of the global BIM crew. Now, today's guest is one of BIM Technologies' information managers. It's Ollie Thomas. Afternoon, Ollie.
Good afternoon.
So, awesome having you with us today on BIMCrunch.com. Before Crunch Time kicks off, can you tell our listeners a bit about your history within, you know, the BIM community, maybe your education stuff, and then some of the work that you do for BIM Technologies as well?
Yeah, certainly. Ollie Thomas, Information Manager at BIM Tech. Joined the company about a year ago, last November. Architectural background, studied architecture at university, and moved to work in practice for 6 years delivering healthcare buildings, before becoming really interested in BIM and making the jump to being a consultant.
And there you go, that's the history. Now, you recently enabled BIM Tech to open a new office in Rugby. That's kind of your little baby. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I was employed at BIM Tech to work from home in the Midlands and start to kind of look at that area. Following some successful work that we've been awarded in the area, it was the time to sort of expand and build on an existing client base and new base. So we've opened up the office in Rugby. Great locations to London, 50 minutes on the train and 10 minutes from M1, M6. So it's ideally located to serve the region.
Yeah, spot on. Now, right, it's time to delve into the main section of Crunch Time. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Slightly, yes.
Don't know why. I am.
Right, well, the Global BIM crew are going to be learning all about you thanks to a 2-minute quickfire round of questions. So, if you're ready, it's Crunch Time. Who is your role model?
I don't think I have one. I'd rather craft my own path.
Ooh, look at that.
Sounds awful.
Deep. Now, what is your favourite fruit and why?
Well, I only really started eating fruit about a year ago because I had a bit of a phobia about bananas. But
it's a texture.
Yeah, something like that. But apples. Apple's got to be an apple. Classic apple.
Classic. Now, what's your worst characteristic?
Biting my nails. Horrible, horrible habit. Horrible.
Well, who are some of your favourite musicians and why?
Morrissey.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Ledge.
I have a thing for very depressive music, I think. So anything Morrissey, Mogwai, anything of that genre and lyrical class, especially Morrissey, is great.
Nice, probably listen to that depressing stuff. Think about a banana.
Yes, exactly.
Now, would you rather be the leading role in a blockbuster action-adventure movie or perform in a worldwide tour as part of a rock band?
Oh, God. Worldwide tour, more groupies.
More groupies. Fair enough. If you were a superhero, what would your power be?
Got to be flying, isn't it? That's not what every man wants, but flying is got to be a useful tool.
Would it be tying with BIM in any way? I don't know.
Could get to meetings quicker.
Well, I suppose so. That's probably a good thing about it. Now, if you were to cook someone a meal that you make best, what would it be?
Jeez, beans on toast. I am domesticated. That is probably one of my worst characteristics as well. I'm hopeless in the home.
What is your party trick?
Well, I don't really have one. Generally, probably falling over when I'm intoxicated, but that's perhaps not a trick. More of a...
You look like a pony.
Yeah.
One trick pony there, joke. Favourite website to visit?
Normal plug for BIM Crunch, I suppose, but
Yeah.
Not really one favourite. I think anything tech related, keep up on what's going on. And if it's construction related, then it's probably.
And we're out of time, but I always ask everyone this question, so I'm going to finish it off. What's the best thing about being Ollie Thomas?
Oh, God, that is difficult. Too many to name, I suppose, isn't there? what's the best thing about being me? Probably the great support I get from my girlfriend and my family around me and letting me do whatever I want to do.
Well, isn't that a nice way to finish? Ollie, thank you very much. Stay tuned for the next Crunch Time, listeners, which will be coming up in 2 weeks' time. See you soon.